Do you know that from your position, you can change a situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully to Pastor Segun Obaje as he brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for your goodness.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped.
Amen.
What an awesome presence of God is in this place. It is not any different right there where you're at, because the presence of God is not limited by distance or barriers or boundary. Geography cannot limit the presence of God. Hallelujah. For God reigns over all. His presence is right there where you are at. Glory to God. And your life is about to take a new turn. You're about to experience God in a new way. God is about to invade your life with grace. The word of God is coming your way. All right, this is just to prime you and get you ready for what God is set to do. Are you ready for the word? All right, glory to God. Let's go right into God's word straight away. Amen? All right, this is our month of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. Glory to God. So what God is saying to us, in essence, is that it is our season, our time of fruitfulness. What does it mean to be fruitful? It means to be productive. Fruitfulness is productivity. All right? Fruitfulness also means to be reproductive. Now, it's one thing to be productive, it's another thing to be reproductive. God wants us to be both, all right? Both fruitful and reproductive. Glory to God. Productive and reproductive. That's the will of God for us. Now, in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 26, all right, this is God's mandate for man. And God said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And verse 28. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Glory to God. Now, how does God talk? How does God speak? All right, we have to understand the precedent that God has given to us in this same chapter of Genesis chapter 1. All right, to be able to know how God speaks. Now, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth was now form and void, and darkness upon the face of the deep. Verse 3. Awesome. And God said, who said? God. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He didn't say, and God said, let there be light, and then there was silence. Nothing happened. No. The Bible says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. God said. Glory to God. Now, if you jump to verse 5, look at it. Go to verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 6. And God said, let there be firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Verse 7. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. It was so. Now, you know, you can read on and on up until you get to verse 28 of Genesis chapter 1. God said, and it was so. Let there be light, and there was light. God said, everything that God pronounced and said came to pass. That is the order that we have. That is the precedence that we have. Glory to God. Everything God said came to pass. Now we are here, verse 28 of the same chapter. And God blessed them. How? And God said unto them, be fruitful. Glory to God. Now you say it, say amen. Say amen.
Amen.
That's the blessing commanded on you. Be fruitful. And multiply and replenish the earth. Now God said, let there be light. There was light. God said things before this particular verse. And everything God pronounced out of his mouth came to pass. It was so. Glory to God. This cannot be an exception.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Be fruitful simply means be fruitful. Glory to God. And that means you are fruitful. That's what God is saying. The commanded blessing is upon you. The commanded blessing. The commanded. This is not a suggestion. This has nothing to do with whether or not you like it. No. This has everything to do with the Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who says a thing and it comes to pass. The one who commands a thing and it stands fast. He says, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. So say after me, I am fruitful.
I
multiply.
I
replenish the earth.
I
subdue it.
I have dominion.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
I am fruitful.
I multiply.
I replenish the earth.
I subdue it.
I have dominion.
Glory to God. Now, you see, you must come under the influence of the commanded blessing. Now, let me tell you this. Listen very carefully. Everything God said about inanimate objects that didn't have, all right, will of their own came to pass. They couldn't even resist it. When it comes to man, all right, because man is a free moral agent, you have to consciously say amen to God's word. Amen? Because it's the same potency, it's the same power, it's the same grace. Glory to God. Now, I came today to speak to you prophetically. All right? This is going to be a very prophetic teaching. I'm teaching God's word, speaking God's word to you prophetically. And I know you're ready to receive. Amen?
Yeah.
There's somebody there. You just need to say amen.
Amen.
That's all. Someone says, well, how is it going to happen? What am I going to put in place? Who is going to remember me? Who is going to come to my aid? All that doesn't matter. Listen, what matters is your amen to the commanded blessing. All right, leave that to God. He is the God of methods. All right, God can decide to use any method he so desires. Glory to God. There are methods in God's hands, in God's quiver, as there are people. Amen. So God has over 7 billion different methods, all right, with which to bless you and move you forward. So it has nothing to do with your circumstance. It has nothing to do with your background. It has nothing to do with your experience. It has everything to do with your amen. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things that were told her from the Lord. All right, it didn't say, blessed is she that believed, and she shall run helter-skelter, and she shall move from one place to another, trying to make God's word good in her case. No. Blessed is she that believed, for there shall be. Performance is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. But do you believe the word of God? All right, you just have to believe God's word. That's all that is required. That's all that is needed to step into your fruitful place. Come, someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That's all that is needed. Glory to God. That's all that is required for you to step into that Rehoboth. And listen very carefully. This month for you is your month of Rehoboth indeed.
Amen.
It's your month of Rehoboth indeed.
Amen.
Is your month of expansion indeed?
Amen.
Is your month of advancement indeed?
Amen.
You are unstoppable.
Amen.
Nothing can stop you anymore.
Amen.
You have come to stay.
Amen.
You have come to stay.
Amen.
Nothing can shift you anymore.
Amen.
I said nothing can shift you anymore.
Amen.
Glory to God. I said glory to God. It does not matter what your boss at work just told you. It does not matter what the news you just heard from your company. It does not matter the news you just heard from your employer. Now hear this. This is the God's report. This is God's report for you. God is saying to you that you are blessed.
Yeah.
And God blessed them. He didn't say, and God cursed them. He said, and God blessed them. Blessed them. Bless them. This blessing is not based on gender. It has nothing to do with your gender. Well, I'm a woman, so I don't think I should be as blessed as men. No! He didn't say, well, I'm a boy, so I don't think I should be as blessed as men. No! He didn't say, I'm a girl, so I don't think I should be as blessed as women. No! It has nothing to do with your gender. It has everything to do with God's command. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful. It's a command. That's what is known as the commanded blessing. The commanded blessing. Glory to God. Now, let me show you something here. Listen very carefully. I told you that this was going to be a prophetic teaching, right? Okay, that's what it is. That's what it is. Psalm 133, quickly. I'd like for us to start the reading from verse 1. 133. And verse 1, it says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beds, all right, even Aaron's bed, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Where did the Lord command the blessing? Zion. That descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there, Zion, the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Come on, say commanded blessing.
Commanded.
I can't hear you. Say commanded blessing.
Commanded.
There is such a thing as the commanded blessing. Glory to God. Commanded. Commanded blessing. Now, Hebrews chapter 12. I'd like for us to start the reading from verse 22. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 22. Now, this is a revelation given to us through the Apostle Paul, all right, to the church by the Holy Ghost. He says, but you are come unto Mount Zion. You have come unto Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Verse 23, to the general assembly and the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Now, verse 22 is our point of reference. Glory to God. You have come unto Mount Zion. Don't forget, all right, in Psalm 133 and verse 4. Look at it. 133 and verse 4. Is that verse 4, verse 3? All right. 133 and verse 3. Go to verse 3. All right. Glory to God. 133 and verse 3, it says, there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. Glory to God. All right? There. Speaking of Zion. Come on, say Zion.
Zion.
I can't hear you. Say Zion.
Zion.
I can't hear you. Say Zion.
Zion.
Now, the moment you got born again, you were catapulted from the kingdom of darkness and then translated into the kingdom of God's dear son. Amen. You were catapulted from Egypt to Zion. All right. From Egypt to Zion. Glory to God. You are no longer in the Egypt of this world. You are now in the Zion of God. Can someone say amen to that?
Amen.
It says, there the blessing is commanded. I stand as one who has received mercy before God by the election of grace. And I declare concerning you, the commanded blessing is your portion.
Amen.
Hear this. You are making progress.
Amen.
You have wandered around enough. Enough is enough. Hear this. God sent me to you to declare your next level. And therefore, I declare, move up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You cannot stay on one spot anymore. It is a forbidding posture for you from henceforth in the name of Jesus. Pray in tongues for the next 2 minutes. Pray in tongues and well up. This is your set time. This is your appointed season. You have come to the place of the commanded blessing. You have come to the place of the commanded blessing. You have come to the place of the commanded blessing. You have come to the place of the commanded blessing. Glory to God. And the blessing is commanded concerning you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Now understand this. That is such a thing as the commanded blessing. The commanded blessing. It began in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. God commanded his blessing, hallelujah, upon mankind. And God blessed them. Are you part of them?
Yes.
All right. Sin took man out of that them. All right, because this blessing was given to man before the fall of man. All right, it was not commanded on man, all right, who was fallen, the fallen man. No, it was commanded on man, the man before the fall. So sin took man out of the commanded blessing, the coverage of the commanded blessing. Glory to God. But thank God for Jesus. Amen. Jesus died to set you free. And he brought you back into that coverage, under that coverage of the commanded blessing. Glory to God. And that place is called Christ. Come on, say Christ.
Christ.
I can't hear you. Say Christ.
Christ.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, it says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things have become new. Now, why did I say Christ is the domain or habitat where the commanded blessing has impact and effect? All right. Now, the Bible tells us very clearly in Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3. I'd like for us to start reading from verse 9. I want you to see something here. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. And then jump to verse 13 for time. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Verse 15. All right, brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet if it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or added thereto. Glory to God. Verse 16. Now to Abraham and his what? Seed. Where the promise is made, he said not as to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. So the promises were made to Abraham and his seed, which is Christ. Did you see that? So you see, the commanded blessing that Adam lost because of transgression in the Garden of Eden was commanded on Abraham and his seed because of faith that Abraham reposed in God. Are you following this now? So everyone who is in Christ has come under the influence of the commanded blessing. Why? Because you have come under the canopy called Christ. Christ is the seed of Abraham. Christ is the seed of Abraham. Now, every blessing God commanded on Adam that he lost the right to carry, Abraham, through faith, received the right to carry that blessing and to extend it to the ends of the world. Glory to God. So you see, Christ is the seed of Abraham. The promises were made to Abraham and his seed. So let's put it this way. The promises were made to Abraham and Christ. Can we say that? Yes, we can. All right. The promises were made to Abraham and Christ. The promises were made to Abraham and Christ. Because that's the seed of Abraham. Glory to God. Okay? And then the Bible tells us in verse 29 of that same chapter, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29, it says, "And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, or and heirs according to the promise." Okay, look up, please. This is very powerful. The promise or the promises were made to Abraham and his seed, which is Christ. So we can put it this way. The promises were made to Abraham and Christ. Now, this is an addendum here, an extension to that. It says, "And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed." Oh. Wow. So, who is Abraham's seed? Christ. He says, if you are Christ, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. So, we can put it this way. The promises were made to Abraham and to... you got it. The promises were made to Abraham and to you. If ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You are heirs according to the promise. Glory to God. Say, "I'm an heir of the promise." I can't hear you. Say, "I'm an heir of the promise." Louder, say, "I'm an heir of the promise." Glory to God. Amen. All right, what promises were made to Abraham? You have to understand this. Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, we're reading the first three verses. "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Verse 3, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Say amen to that. Amen. Now let's take it a step at a time. Verse 2, please. "And I will make of thee," what? "A great nation." Now look up, please. Verse 1, like Abraham left his country, his people, to a place that God will show him, a place that God will show him. Amen? A place that God will show him. We have left Egypt. We have left the life of sin. We have left the world into Christ, the place that God showed us. Amen? Christ is not a geographical place on earth. Christ is a spiritual place in Zion. Yeah. It's a spiritual place. So the Bible tells us that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now, God called us out of the world. That's why we're called the church, ecclesia. All right? Called out people from the world to God. And our place of dwelling by prophecy is called Christ. Amen? The seed of Abraham. So the seed of Abraham is more than a person. The seed of Abraham is a nation. The seed of Abraham is a people. The seed of Abraham is the church. The seed of Abraham is Christians. Praise God. That's who we are. You are the seed of Abraham. You are in the place. You are in the company. You are in the group of people. You are among the group of people called Christ. Glory to God. The body of the anointed one. Then you see, listen very carefully. The commanded blessing rests on Christ. The commanded blessing. Amen. It's no longer on Adam. He forfeited the privilege to carry that blessing. So God commanded that blessing on Abraham and his seed. Now let's look at the blessing here. Verse 2. The promises here, it says, and I will make of thee a great nation. Greatness. Come on, say greatness. Say it again, say greatness. He didn't say, I will make of thee a great individual. He says, I will make of thee a great nation. That means, you know, what God wants to make of you is greatness and a nation. In other words, a great nation. You know what that means? A nation is a political entity with a commonwealth, with structure, infrastructure. That's a nation. Amen? Is a political entity. You see, what God is making of you is to make you a political entity. Amen? You are more than an individual. He says, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. Did you see that? That's your destiny. That's your destiny. All right? That you'll be so blessed, so multiplied, so structured, that people, even nations of the earth, are afraid of you. Praise God. We saw how the Philistines came to Isaac, and they wanted to enter into covenant with Isaac. Praise God. The Philistines are on Gerar. Glory to God. They wanted to enter into covenant with him because they saw that God was with him. Amen. They said, look, you are too strong for us. We are not sure you will be able, you know, to protect us. And, you know, I mean, you are not sure you will protect us. They were afraid for themselves, for their lives. Glory to God. So they entered into a covenant with Isaac. Please promise us that you are not going to destroy us, because God is increasing you and God is blessing you. One man became a nation. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel. All right? Now, let's count. Number one, Abraham. Number two, Isaac. Number three, Jacob. And then number four, Israel. Okay? Preceding Israel, a nation, three individuals. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel. Can you do that count again? Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel. Glory to God. Now, when you're counting, you count this way: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Israel. And you. All right? So you cannot be an individual, because individuals stopped at the third count. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel, and you. You cannot be an individual. You're a nation. Yeah. So don't do small things anymore. Refuse to do small things. Think big. All right? The count is Abraham, an individual. Amen? Isaac, an individual. Jacob, an individual. Israel, a nation. Now, counting from you, being the seed of Abraham, you know, from Israel, for as a prince, all right, you have prevailed. And you have power with God and with men. That's what it means. You have prevailed. You know, why? Why is Israel this strong? Even the physical Israel. There is a spiritual Israel. There's a physical Zion. There's a spiritual Zion. There's a physical Jerusalem that is in bondage with her children. And there is the heavenly Jerusalem that is free. Amen? All right. So, why is Israel after the flesh this strong? Israel simply means, Israel, look up please, Israel doesn't mean fight. Israel doesn't mean content. Israel doesn't mean keep contending. Israel means as a prince. Let me show you that scripture. All right? In Genesis chapter 35 and verse 10, and God said unto him, speaking to Jacob, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob, but Israel shall thy name be. And he called his name Israel. Why? Next verse. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee. You see, individual seed, a nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Go on. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land. Hallelujah. Go to verse 9, please. All right. Go to verse 8. Let me show you this quickly, where he says, as a prince. Can you get that for us quickly? Yes. Genesis 32 and verse 28. All right. Can you see that? Genesis 32 and verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more. Come on, say no more.
No more.
No more Jacob, but Israel. Now, listen very carefully. How come the nation of Israel is not named after Abraham? The nation of Israel is not named after Isaac. The nation of Israel is not named after Jacob. But it came out of the loins of Abraham. Through Isaac, through Jacob. All right, because God said, look, I'm done with dealing with individuals. All right, any individual that comes to Christ by faith ceases to be an individual. God sees you as a nation. You're a nation. Glory to God. Say, I am a nation. I can't hear you. Say, I am a nation. That's who you are. That's who you are. You are a political entity. You are a kingdom of priests. You are a kingdom. Exactly. You are a kingdom. Your business is a kingdom. All right. Your career is a nation. Your ministry is a nation. Your academics is a nation. Glory to God. Your family is a nation. Hallelujah. Amen. Go back to that Genesis chapter 32, please. Amen. Genesis 32 in verse 28. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel, for as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. He didn't say, as a prince, thou will yet have power with God and with men. And you will prevail. He says, you have prevailed. Now, that is Israel. You have prevailed. Amen? You see, before Israel went into any battle, Israel had prevailed. They had already prevailed. All right? The battle is just a confirmation of their victory. In time. In time. Praise God. It's just a confirmation. Just to confirm what has already been, what had been before the battle. Praise God. Say, I have won.
I have won.
Say, I have prevailed.
I have prevailed.
It does not matter that you have prevailed over that sickness by the order of Israel. By the token of Israel, you have prevailed. Amen? You have prevailed. No matter that challenge, if maybe you've been grappling with it and just fighting hard, all right, listen very carefully. Stop right there. Thus saith the Lord, it is unto you according to the order of Israel. You have prevailed. You have prevailed. You have prevailed. He says, as a prince, as a ruler. Oh dear. Get on keyboard for me. I want to talk to some people here. As a ruler. He didn't say as a pauper. He said as a ruler. He didn't say as a servant, as a beggar. He said as a ruler. You have power with God. You have power with God and with men. You don't beg. You don't beg. You have power with God and with men. You command results.
Yes.
You are a commander because the commanded blessing is upon your life. Say, I'm a commander because the commanded blessing is upon my life. Hear this. I speak to you right now. Let the prince in you emerge. Let the prince in you emerge. Let the prince in you emerge. You have been beaten down for too long. From henceforth, your head is lifted. I prophesy by the order of the commanded blessing, make progress. Real progress. Measurable progress. Real progress. Tangible progress. Remarkable progress. Milestones. Milestones are released into your life.
Amen.
You begin to have milestones encounters.
Amen.
Milestone progress.
Amen.
You begin to make milestone progress.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There's a king in you.
Yes.
There's a king in you. For as a prince. For as a prince. You have power with God and with men and have prevailed. You have prevailed. You have prevailed. Now listen very carefully. Sit down. Let me show you something here. Going by the order of Israel. Hear this. It says you have prevailed. What does that mean? It simply means, listen very carefully, it does not matter the situation. Remember your root. Remember your root. You're not a bastard. You're born again. You're a child of God. You are the seed of Abraham. Remember your root. He says you have prevailed. You have prevailed. That means the victory is yours 24/7. Blessed be God who always causes us to triumph in all things. And it spreads through us, abroad to the nations of the earth, the fragrance of his knowledge. The fragrance of his knowledge. What is that fragrance of his knowledge? Victory. 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 He always causes us to triumph. Victory. You have prevailed. You have prevailed. For the lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. You have prevailed. Glory to God. According to that order, you have prevailed. Man, you are the seed of Abraham. Praise God. Lift up your head now. Can you see it? Can you see it? The commanded blessing is upon you. Praise God. The commanded blessing is upon you. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. While there's somebody watching me right now, you're watching right now. You're looking at me. There has been a yoke that has held you bound, and not you alone, but you and your family members. And you've been wondering, how come this negative trend is so visible? It's with daddy, it's with my uncle. I can see it, you know, amongst my siblings. I can even see traces in my life. Listen very carefully. I came to tell you, in case you didn't know this before now, I came to tell you the yoke is broken.
Amen.
The siege is over.
Amen.
You are not winning, you have prevailed.
Amen.
He's not saying, oh, you're winning, keep on. No, you have prevailed.
Amen.
The hand of the Lord is upon you as I speak. The hand of the Lord is upon you right now as I speak. There's the anointing of the Holy Ghost walking right now in you, walking right now upon you. Glory to God. Glory to God. You're weeping already. I can see tears rolling down your cheeks. Hear this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have prevailed. Weep not. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the seed of David, the seed of Abraham, the Lamb of God has prevailed. You have prevailed. The mandate and the token of the order of Israel is upon you, being the seed of Abraham. You are a prince. You have prevailed. I see the angels of God ministering to you right now. That hold is broken, is broken, is broken. That hold is broken, broken, permanently broken, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. This is your month of fruitfulness. And you're carrying that fruitfulness into the other months of the year, the remaining months of the year. Glory to God. And you're carrying it into the remaining years of your life. Amen. You and your household, you're fruitful. You're fruitful. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Go back to that Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2. It says, and I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee, and make thy name great. And thou shalt be a blessing. Love that. So let's count. I will make of thee a great nation. Now, in that word, that statement, I will make of thee a great nation, there are two blessings there. Note, he was speaking to an individual. I will make of you, Abraham, all right, a great nation. In other words, I will make of you a nation. That's a blessing by itself. True? I will make of thee a nation. But he says, I'm not stopping at that. All right? I will make of thee a nation that is great. A great nation. So we see two blessings there. Being a nation with greatness. Greatness and multiplication. Did you see that? I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. I will bless thee. Bless. Come on, say bless. Yes. Say it again. Say bless.
Yes.
It says, I will bless thee. All right? That means, look up, please. I will make of thee a great nation, two blessings there, and I will bless thee. Wow. When I understand what the Lord said to Jacob, he says, all right, nations shall come of thee, and a company of nations. He says, I will make of thee a great nation. That's enough blessing. He says, and I will bless thee as a great nation, company of nations. That means as a great nation, you will multiply. This is heavy. Give us that scripture, company of nations. I want to show you again. I want you to see this. This is powerful. Amen. This is heavy. This is powerful. A company of nations, company of nations, company of nations, company of nations, company of nations. Hallelujah. Company of nations. Have you found that scripture? All right. Glory to God. Get it. Okay. Let me get it from here. I want you to see this. All right. Glory to God. Oh dear, Rotoko Sifta Froda Bakatesha. Zifto fregedegedegedu shanamante kisa. Rata. Genesis 35 and verse 11. Let's start from verse 10. All right. And God said unto him, speaking to Jacob, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall no more be called Jacob, but Israel shall thy name be called. And he called his name Israel. Why? Look at verse 11. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Wow. You see, when God says, I am God Almighty, look up, please. That is his name that he uses or engages when it comes to multiplication, when he wants to multiply people. All right? When he said to Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, Abraham didn't even know who was speaking to him, but he introduced himself to Abraham in Genesis chapter 17, all right, as God Almighty. In Genesis chapter 15, God says, look, can you tell the number of stars? He says, so shall thy seed be. And then in Genesis chapter 17, he introduced himself. Genesis chapter 17 and verse 1 is, and God, when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, El Shaddai. This was the first time Abraham would know God as El Shaddai. I am the Almighty God. He says, walk before me and be thou perfect. All right, if you read on, it says, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. Multiply thee exceedingly. Exceedingly here simply means I will so multiply you that an individual will become a nation, and a nation will become a company of nations. So when God introduces himself as Almighty God, please get ready for a deluge of multiplication and increase. Glory to God. Amen. He introduced himself. He says, I am Almighty God. Listen to this. There's somebody here. Beginning at this month, from this very month, you will know the God of heaven, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob as the Almighty God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Go back to Genesis chapter 35. I want to show you something there. In verse 10. Genesis 35 and verse 10. And God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called anymore Jacob, but Israel shall thy name. And he called his name Israel. Glory to God. Amen. And he called his name Israel. Verse 11. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and what? Multiply. Be fruitful. Look at it. I am God Almighty. I am God Almighty. I am God Almighty. I am God. See, when the Almighty says, I am God Almighty, you know what that means? All right, I'm going to increase you according to my might. Get ready. All right, until I can exhaust my might on you. All right, until I get to that point that I'm no longer mighty. All right, then you stop increasing. He says, I am God Almighty. He is not some mighty. He is Almighty. Glory to God. Be fruitful and multiply. And a nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Amen. That's your destiny.
Amen.
You see, nothing drags in your life anymore. Did you hear that? Nothing drags in your life anymore. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. By the greatness of the Almighty God. You know, sometimes I hear Pastor Iyadebo say this, and he calls Daddy, you are Almighty. You know, there are times some people repeat certain names of God, and you hear them say it again and again. You may feel like, well, maybe they are limited in nomenclature or limited in, you know, knowledge of the names of God. Well, you see, when you call God by certain names, he will respond to you in certain ways. You can't call God Jehovah Rapha and then he says, well, I don't bear that name. When you call him Jehovah Rapha, he heals you. When you call him Jehovah Nissi, all right, he gives you victory and covers you. Glory to God. He's our banner. When you call him Almighty El Shaddai, get ready for a massive deluge of increase beyond measure, an avalanche of increase. Hallelujah. A tsunami. A tsunami. You know, a kind of blessing that will cover you. You are buried in the midst of it. And people are looking. Where is he? They can't find you, but they can find the blessing on your life. Glory to God. It has become an envelope around your life. Amen. You are encompassed with the blessing of God. Amen. That's your destiny. And that is your experience from henceforth. In the name of Jesus. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. Go back to Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12 and verse 2. It says, I will make of thee a great nation. Two blessings there. Greatness and an individual becoming a nation. All right. And I will bless thee. A company of nations shall come of thee, and I will make thy name great. Name. Thy name. I will make thy name great. All right. So we have 2 plus 1, making 3. Make thy name great. All right. 4. And thou shalt be what? A blessing. 5. Glory to God. Go on. Verse 3. And I will bless them that bless thee. 6. All right. And curse him that curseth thee, 7. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Number 8. Amen. Number 8. Glory to God. So these were the promises God made to Abraham. All right? For the promises were made to Abraham and his seed. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 29. If ye be Abraham's seed, all right, then you are Christ. If ye be Christ, rather, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Heirs according to the promise. So how many of us are Christ's here? You are Christ's. You belong to Christ. Amen. Are you Christ's?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you. Come on. Are you Christ's?
Yes, sir.
Oh, come on now. Are you Christ's?
Yes, sir.
I just have this. I just had this urge in my spirit. There are people here. Listen very carefully. Strange happenings in the order of Israel will begin in your life from now. I'm telling you, you will hear good news from afar and from near. They are looking for you now. They are looking for you. All right? Not for crime, not for disaster, not for evil. They are looking for you because the fragrance of God's glory is on your life. It's spreading abroad right now. The jobs are here. The contracts are here. The opportunities are here. The open doors are here. That very remarkable side of you that the world has been waiting to see is made manifest from henceforth. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. He's given grace and glory, 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 grace and fame, grace and fame. No more shame. Instead of shame, God gives you fame. No more shame, no more shame. Fame instead. There's an upgrade for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. Worship the Lord right now. Give him praise, give him glory. This is your month, this is your moment, this is your time. Arodoko badia kamana gadia. Agamanama azuzo bradiga baruto kodia. Ibra kanama sigaro dogoshi bradia. Come on, can you see yourself as the seed of Abraham? The promises were made to Abraham and to his seed, which is Christ. Raduba kashuta. And if ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. That's your destiny. That's your destiny. That's your moment. You have prevailed over fear. You have prevailed over Satan. You have prevailed over difficult situations. You have prevailed over mishap. You have prevailed over doubt. Erasha kerudobakon shitaha. Let the Israel in you rise up in the name of Jesus. As a prince, you have power with God and with man, and you have prevailed. Worship the Lord and give him praise.
Broken. This is your month of fruit. victory. As a priest, you have power with God and with man, and you have prevailed.
I am prevailed.
Hey.
I am prevailed.
Hey.
I am prevailed.
I have the victory.
I have the victory.
Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Make bold to thank God for your new level. Make bold to thank God right now for the commanded blessing on your life. You're making progress. Yeah. Yeah. Victory at last. Victory at last. You have the final say, not the devil. Jesus has the final say, and you are in sync with him. You are saying the same thing with him. Glory to God. Woo! Glory. The chains are broken.
The shackles are gone.
The shackles are gone.
I am the victory.
You have the victory.
We have the victory.
You have prevailed. The chains are broken. Shackles are gone. I have the victory. I have prevailed. I have prevailed. The chains are broken. The shackles are gone. I have the victory. I have prevailed. The chains. No more telling stories. I've prevailed. It's my season. Yeah. I have prevailed. I'm fruitful. Yeah. I have prevailed.
I believe you've been blessed today. God bless you. Stay up, stay blessed. This is your month. Amen. See you on Sunday. It's going to be powerful. You don't want to miss it. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Love you.